Innisfail. With the end of summer now in sight, the Innisfail District Chamber of Commerce is still moving aggressively and enthusiastically forward with a full slate of 13 programs thanks to funding from a federal government SHOP local funding program. In late June, the Alberta Chambers of Commerce, ACC, which made the funding application to the federal government, welcomed the federal announcement that up to $7.2 million in SHOP local funding would be available for Western Canada, with Alberta eligible for almost $5 million. The first round of funding in Alberta was $1.2 million. As we transition to reopening and recovery, we still have a long road ahead to rebuild our economy, said Ken Cobley, ACC President and Chief Executive Officer, in a press release. This federal funding will help chambers do what we do best, support local job creators. During the summer, the Innisfail Chamber received $35,620, and that proved to be a huge boost for local SHOP local programs. The local chamber is able to move ahead with 13 programs, with some running into the fall and winter. The funding now helps local business promote their products and services in the local chamber's SHOP local e-commerce site, an online marketplace that has no monthly fees. Any local store can put their businesses and products online for the community and beyond to see. It is great for the community. We are working a lot of different platforms and different programs targeted at different businesses and different business categories because we want to help everyone, said Carla Gabbert, the executive director of Innisfail's Chamber of Commerce. All these things are part of that programming, and we were really fortunate that we were able to get the federal dollars. She added the chamber is now also able to work on a social media video campaign. Basically, this is going around to different businesses and filming owners and employees, and they tell us their stories, how COVID has affected them or why they like being a business in Innisfail, she said. Gabbert also noted the Summer Tourism and Coupon Book Initiative, which was created to attract citizens to come downtown and shop local. It also has local tourism ideas for people who are looking for day trips and things to do in our immediate area, she said, adding the local chamber is also working on a reusable grocery bag campaign that will once again promote shopping local in Innisfail. The chamber was also able to have a back-to-school shop local program this summer. Donated items, such as non-perishable lunchbox items and school supplies, were collected at selected retailers and then dropped off at the local food bank for distribution. We can send all the kids back to school with the supplies that they need, said Gabbert. And then there was the Where's the Bear program this summer, which had a bear stuffy moved around participating stores and locals trying to find through hints posted on the chamber's Facebook page. Once citizens figure out which business the bear was hanging out at any given day, they got a chance to win a $25 gift card. He's a very cut bear. He's a brown and black brindle, said Gabbert. The chamber is also working on webinars and business conferences that will be free for local businesses. She noted that Market on Main, which has run all summer and is ongoing until September 14, is part of that programming. Gabbert noted there are special editions coming to Hometown Christmas, tentatively set for December 4, and the Festival of Lights. We would not have been able to run these programs without it, said Gabbert. We were able to keep the cost to a minimum for our local businesses. Some of these programs would have been cost prohibitive without the funding. For more on the Innisfail Chamber and its programs, visit www.innisfailchamber.com.au.